VOA. VOA 1. VOA 1. The best music now.
By the United States, further strained ties with North Korea. A special UN fact-finding mission is urging nations to cut off all ties with Myanmar's military. This is the latest step in its efforts to hold Myanmar accountable for human rights abuses against the Rohingya Muslim minority. The special panel has previously accused the military of carrying out numerous atrocities during the August 2017 crackdown against the Rohingya Muslims with genocidal intent. More than 700,000 Rohingyas fled across the border to Bangladesh. U.S. stocks are up in early afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. This follows earlier talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Lavrov said it's time to build a more constructive matrix of mutual perception. Pompeo echoed that comment, saying President Donald Trump is committed to improving relations between the two superpowers.
And I hope this good faith effort on the part of each of our two nations, as directed by President Trump and President Putin, will stabilize the relationship.
Today's Sochi meeting come after Pompeo shared intelligence and details with European allies about what the United States calls Iran's recent escalating threat. Meanwhile, President Trump is issuing a warning to Iran after some vessels were sabotaged off the United Arab Emirates coast. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The U.S. has said Iran or its proxies could be targeting maritime traffic in the Persian Gulf region and had already dispatched an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers to counter any alleged threats. Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers were damaged in the sabotage incident.
It's going to be a bad problem for Iran if something happens, I can tell you that.
And the president says it will suffer greatly if it tries anything in the form of an attack. Britain is warning conflict might break out by accident as tensions grow between the U.S. and Iran. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump is dismissing a report that the U.S. is planning for a military conflict with Iran. The president was responding to Tuesday's report in the New York Times that the White House is reviewing military plans against Iran that could result in sending 120,000 U.S. troops to the Middle East if Iran attacks American forces or steps up work on nuclear weapons. Mr. Trump called the report fake news.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely. But we have not planned for that. Hopefully, we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the talk of troops is premature.
This report is completely baffling and incredibly alarming. What is the strategy here? The administration just began a maximum pressure campaign of sanctions against Iran to squeeze its economy. Doesn't it make sense to see if your policy is working before preparing for potential troop deployments, particularly in such large numbers?
Police in Somalia say four people were killed Tuesday when a suicide bomber hit offices in Mogadishu. Witnesses told VOA Somali Service that a vehicle filled with explosives was driven into a building during food distribution for Ramadan. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.